God, that's a small one.
It's on. Okay, I'm Margaret Frondorf, and I'm here with Joel Montague, the SICE class of 1960. And we're lucky to be in Boston, and for me to be asking Joel these questions about SICE and the Bologna Center. And I guess that's the first question, what brought you to SICE?
All right, I had just gotten out of the Army, and before I graduated from Oberlin, I had applied to both SICE and the Fletcher School of Law and Diplomacy, and got into both, but decided to go to SICE because I thought it was the most useful place to go. And the reason that I was impelled towards international stuff was that I had written an essay on the Arab-Israeli issue when I was a student at Oberlin College, and this caused a great ruckus in my class, partly because I had supported the Palestinians. And this was partly the outgrowth of the fact that I had been a student in England from 1946 through 1949 at a boarding school and was already interested in the international stuff. So that's the answer to that question.
Well, in terms of your vivid memory of SICE, what is your most vivid memory? And
the most vivid memory, and this really sticks in my brain, is that Alan Dulles came, when he was the head of the CIA, came to talk to a bunch of students. It wasn't really a lecture, but everybody asked him a lot of questions, and I was totally amazed because we got no straight answers on anything, and one wondered why he had come in the first place, because he wouldn't tell us anything other than, you know, how great it had been during the Second World War, and he'd done all this good stuff. The most memorable course, which was part of this, was actually on Turkey, which was an elective course by a Professor Wright, who was a high-level foreign service officer, and he had served in Turkey, and he was the son of missionaries. And he claimed that the Armenians provoked the Holocaust, which took place after the First World War, that they had repeatedly asked the British to intervene in Turkey to save the Christians in the 19th century, and that this was all documented and that nobody ever discussed it because it wasn't part of the traditional wisdom. He was a superb lecturer, and I remember at one point him leaping onto the desk in front of the class and jumping up and down and saying, "See, this is something that you're not used to, but it is exactly what you will see when you go overseas with your SICE degrees. You will not understand what is going on, so be prepared." He's an amazing guy.
Amazing advice,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
Well, in terms of, you were in Washington, well, you were, 15 years, you know, after the war, I guess. What amazing opportunity it was to be taught by individuals who played a role in post-World War II politics.
Yeah, it was really very, very good. And if I had gone to Fletcher, which I thought about because it was near, it was closer to where I lived, mm-hmm. I would have missed out on the Washington environment. All of us, young as we were at that point, were totally dumbfounded by the professors and other opportunities that we had to talk to people who were actually involved in decision making about the world in the international arena. And it was very, very exciting and very interesting. But even though my daughter had gone, later went to SAIS, I told her one thing, and I still believe it. Washington is smoke and mirrors. You have to learn that it is exactly that. And once you accept that, you learn to work within that environment. But don't believe that it's reality.
My goodness, the good advice is coming full circle from your professors and now from you to your daughter. How wonderful that is. Yeah. Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. Well, you know, I know your entire career has been international, so we know SAIS has played a role, certainly in terms of fostering that even further. But if for your reflecting on your career, what would you say of all the things that you've accomplished, what stands out the most?
The thing that stands out the most is that it really launched me in full-time in working in the international arena. And most of the early assignments I had, which were Iran, Egypt, Tunisia, later on Morocco, and later on other countries, these were Islamic countries, and the SAIS training, particularly in Islamic law and those things, really were enormously useful. I later on got a degree in public health, which complemented the SAIS degree because it gave me some technical savvy. But I worked for from 1961 to now, 2010, because I'm still pretty active in the area of public health. And the SAIS degree laid the foundation, a good foundation, in international health and development even then. Late in life, which is now, as you know, Margaret, I'm involved in doing some other stuff which is tangential and peripheral, but which builds upon my overseas experience. I publish a lot. I've got a application into the Sackler Smithsonian to do an exhibition of Islamic pottery. I'm involved with a bunch of people on doing an exhibition of early romantic paintings of Indochina from a collection here in the United States. I've got one book on Cambodian dance cooking. I'm following an explorer with another guy who's a photographer on the first photographs of Angkor Wat.
Oh my gosh.
All these
That's
are
amazing.
The outgrowth of working overseas and being excited by the cross-cultural and international experience.
Joel, this is, it takes your breath away, all the things that you've done globally.
That's in addition to yard work, which my wife insists on 3 days a week.
You got to find time for that, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, and finding time to think a little bit about today's students, and I know your children have the same flair and for international affairs, but if you had to give advice today, and you talked a little bit about the smoke and mirrors, but you know, would you give that same advice to students? Would it be who are graduating today? Or those who want to go international affairs? Yeah. They may not all be in Washington.
Yeah.
They're putting roots in many parts of the world where you've already been. What's your advice for someone?
This is really the most important question, and I have two answers, which I am really, really very committed to. When you leave SAIS, no matter what your background is, search around and look for a good organization that you can really learn from. When I graduated from SAIS, because I had studied Arabic and so on, I had all kinds of, you know, pretty good jobs offered to me, but The most important thing that I came away from, and I've told many younger people about this, is get with a good organization, a well-reputed organization, where you can learn your skills. SAIS teaches you a lot, but the real world is really very, very, very different. You have to learn about human relations, about proposal writing, about rejection, about pain, about security and kidnapping, many, many things which you don't learn in the academic world. So the idea is, even if some NGO says we will make you, because you're a SAIS graduate and you speak this exotic language, that we will make you the head of the department of this, that, and the other thing, don't do it. Go with an organization which is made up of really good professional people, where for a few years you can really learn what the real world is all about. And then the number two thing, which I've written down here, which is, and I will show it to you, Margaret, languages, languages,
yes,
languages.
Absolutely.
This is, without languages, you will be 50% behind the eight ball.
Yeah.
This is really very, if you speak Arabic, if you speak Farsi, if you speak Chinese, if you speak French,
mm-hmm,
or Spanish, I mean, you break down all of the barriers.
Yeah.
It's really, really useful.
Is there a question that we haven't asked you that we should? Something that might be important that we could have missed?
Wow, I hadn't thought of that one.
Any regrets?
Actually, that's so heavy. Actually, no.
Mm-hmm.
Surprise, yeah. I mean, I haven't really, but you know, here I am at 78. No, I'm. I really think, even though I was considered a little bit of an oddball at SAIS, because in those days, I mean, you have to cast your mind back. Everybody was going into the Foreign Service, or UIS, USIS, or the World Bank, and so on. I went into the quote-unquote do-good business, and that was not something that my family was all excited about, but I really do feel that it's all been worthwhile.
Well, with that, you've had an amazing career. You continue to have do so many things, and it's been a pleasure talking with you, Joel, and I think we'll conclude our conversation, and thank you so much.
Okay, well, that's great. I mean, good for you. I mean, I'm